Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
How old were you when you got married?
25.
25. Mm-hmm. You had kids very shortly after
that. I had kids when I was 29.
Oh, you waited a long time.
Yeah, we did.
Kids.
Well, right, we so did. You wait. I had, you know, I had to seduce her.
But
or GHB. One of them.
But you...
We had a parking plate where you could put it on your like dashboard, and you could park wherever you wanted. And my mom was supposed to give it back, but she kept it.
What about the beeping when you're backing up and you get close to another car?
Oh, mama puts the pies out to cool. Look at that. We put a sensor in that shows time to rear light that someone's standing in back of you so you won't run over their toes.
Is Volvo Swedish?
Toes!
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
I will never, and I mean never, go out past 10 o'clock again.
I don't believe you. How about that?
Well, I mean, with our listeners, when we go on a road trip.
Oh, okay. All right.
And we have fun and stuff. If I'm at a neighbor's house and we happen to run late.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm talking about formally going to a night establishment or a daytime establishment that happens to be open at night. I will not do it. I cannot do it. I remember being in my mid-30s.
Yes.
And walking into an establishment and going, wow, I'm old compared to these kids here. It's a different feeling when you're my age and, you know, you resemble like a some sort of derelict coming in off the street. And you're not only not acknowledged, you don't exist. It's just, I don't...
By the crowd or could you,
By the clientele. There was a lovely couple. See, we went out on Saturday night. Carla wanted to go home. I wanted to go out for just one more.
Yeah, just
shocker.
Just one more.
And it was right across the street. And I went across the street and I walked in. And I'm not sure what the late hour was, but it was late enough where it was all 20-somethings. All of them.
Oh.
And I found a couple in their 30s. Sitting at the bar, who I had a wonderful conversation with and had a just delightful time, but it doesn't take away from the fact that I don't want to ever do it again. Well, I don't want to ever be in that situation. And this is going to make some people very, very sad.
Okay.
It's just everything passes to a certain extent. Someday, my great passion of golf will pass. I might watch it on television, but I will not enjoy playing it. I've seen it happen down here.
Uh-huh.
You get old. But hopefully that'll be when I'm close to the casket.
I was going to say golf is for the old.
But it's not for the very old.
Yeah.
It's built for the infirm.
That's what it says on the title.
If you can swing, that's all you need.
Yeah. And not even that good of a swing.
You know?
Yeah, it's like that's a peach, hon.
It's a peach, Mrs. Habersham. But what is passed for me
from the red tees?
What is passed for me? And I'm going to take Oscar. I'm going to go back to a time we were talking about him before the show, where you and Shannon and Todd and Marissa and I went out and we went to some. I think we started with a little bite to eat at like Clyde's or something like that.
Yes.
And we ended up. We went after that. We went to a joint. And I remember where it really officially began. Where I'm like. Yeah, what the hell am I doing? I was so out of my element. You said you felt
the
old
piano
in this bar.
Yeah,
and Georgetown piano just, bar. Yeah,
that's where it started, and now it's just I'm here to say I can't do it again. It's just it's too depressing.
You feel like
it's
a too, narc.
Even though I met a nice couple,
a narc.
And she was a spitfire. This guy's wife, who was fascinating to talk to. She was from Mexico, and she was wonderful, and she was talking about all sorts of wonderful things. And he was a nice guy, and I liked him a lot, but it still didn't take away from the fact that I looked around, and I felt 140 years old.
Do you think they felt old, since they were the next oldest couple?
Yeah, they were talking about it.
Okay,
they were talking
all right.
They were talking about how they felt, and I'm like, old, you don't know. You don't know from old.
I don't know what? I don't think this will stick. And here's the deal. I don't think it's you. I think it's the location. You need to find a location that isn't crawling 20-somethings.
The other thing, I don't do it any good. And I don't, when I stay out that late, I don't feel well the next day. And it's not because I'm hungover, which I am.
Right.
It's that I'm just not. You know what? I'm a pure old, I like morning.
Yes.
I like sunrises. That's what I don't like being out with a bunch of people.
That is old.
When I went to the third location.
Oh, okay.
Third?
Yeah, I went to the Tiki Bar.
Oh, you're like, this place is beat. Let's go.
There was one. There
Did you bring the couple with you?
No. That place, they left earlier.
Oh, okay.
This is the guy that didn't want the party to end. What I will tell you that there were old people at this place, but they were the derelicts off the street.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I saw one guy. There was a bar stool open. I sat there, and this guy went, hey, five, hey, yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is me. So it's over.
Okay.
It's over. I can't do it.
If that's where you can go to feel loved.
Now, during the day, so all bets are off. During the day.
You do what you want.
It's fine. It's fine. It's not fun. It's not fun for me anymore. Uh-huh. But it's not what it used to be.
So 10 p.m. is the line? Home by 10?
I don't know if I'll ever like go out to have like cocktails at a nightclub. I'll have drinks before dinner.
At a restaurant. I don't think they're called nightclubs anymore, but... You're not going to go to a club is what you're saying.
Well, I've never gone to clubs. I haven't gone to clubs since I was in my 20s. I'll never go to a bar at night.
Well, oh, that is a lie. Come on.
Like late at night, like after 10, 11 o'clock. I'll never do that.
Well, hold on. Let's get specific.
I'll go to a bar other times.
What if you're at a bar at like 7 and you're having a great time and it goes past 10? That's still okay, right?
That is acceptable. Yes.
So as long as you're in, you're talking about.
I'm in the bar early. I will not go out when the kids go out. Do you remember my failed bar?
Yes.
What was it called? Oh my God. Clancy's? Was it Clancy's?
It wasn't Clancy's.
Tom
right?
Clancy's?
What was it called? Charlie.
That's right.
Anyway, it was. Do you remember back then? It used to, on the weekend, God, what a fool I was for that. It started at 11.
Yeah.
That's when they would come in, the women would come in and start texting.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's when it would begin.
That's before it was all smartphones.
That's right.
That's when texting was such a novelty. I was looking at it and going, look at that. Look at all of that. But anyway.
At 11 o'clock is when the people would arrive and you'd make them turn their t-shirts inside out.
why did I make them to?
Because if it was logoed or anything like that.
They weren't allowed in.
Yeah, they weren't allowed in.
We had rules.
Yeah, of course.
We had rules for behavior.
And the rules are in place to make the time more fun.
No Tim's, right. No hats, no jerseys.
Tim's?
That's why I... And you know what?
So tragically white. Right. Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
Jealous?
And that's why... Jealous? Jesus, that's harsh. That is so
out of that.
Harsh.
Hey, we don't do this all the
time. Out of that whiteness.
Do you ever think... I do think about this sometimes.
What's that?
If you're out like with anyone, like somebody you just met,
yeah,
and you speak to them the way we speak to each other,
they would question our sanity. They would fake a text and say, "I gotta go." There's a thing.
It'd be terrible.
Our manners, yeah. The class.
It would be terrible.
Did your friend just say, "Are you jealous of him being white?"
No, that's not what he meant, but that's what he said.
Yeah. So anyway, that was it, and it was, it's just something that. You have to grow up at a certain point.
Sure.
You have to grow up. You have to embrace what you should like. Mm-hmm. And what I like, I like morning. I like my little man waking up in the morning who's sick again.
M-O-R-N, not M-O-U-R-N.
Carla read an article that said 5-year-old children get sick 11 times a year.
Probably true.
And really?
It's been horrible. I mean, it's just...
And they bring it all home to their parents.
No, we really don't. I'd say 20% of the time that might happen. But no, he's, it's just, I hate seeing him sick.
Yeah.
I really do. And so that's it. I won't do it anymore. I don't choose to do it. Did you feel when you went to Phoenix, Arizona, and you were in that youthful club, even though it was cold when you were there?
Yeah. Yes.
If it had been hot, it would have been a totally different thing.
Yes, yes.
Did you feel at all ancient being, staring at the decade of your 40s? Did you feel
Wow, that is a great question.
It's different. I will tell you I didn't when I was your age.
I did not feel,
I was perfectly fine hanging with the youngsters,
old, because the majority of the guys there with the 21-year-old girlfriends were my age.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, right,
so you could you had a connection with the male.
I was like,
right,
oh,
there.
That guy's my age. He's just done much better than I have in life, and that's his second wife.
I have felt ancient since I was 22. But I've always felt too old.
But you've been an old man. But you've been an old man since you were 22.
No, before that, even.
How old were you when you got married?
25.
25. Mm-hmm. You had kids very shortly after that.
I had kids when I was 29.
Oh, you waited a long time.
Yeah, we did.
Kids.
Well, right, we so did. You wait. I had, you know, I had to seduce her.
But
or GHB. One of the other.
But you...
It was 4 years of not
I'm
tonight.
Sorry. That's just funny. 4 years before you had sex. That might be with me all day. That might be literally with me all day. But... You have been an old. You've lived an old man's lifestyle.
That's
for your
what
entire
I do.
Life.
I have.
That's going to keep you alive longer, I think.
Or
you
know? Kill me you've faster.
Had your, you've had your occasional parties, show related.
Oh yeah,
they've
absolutely.
Always been kind
yeah.
of. Show, you have your, but you had the supper club when you were in your early 30s.
Yeah, well that yeah, like 35, 36, I guess. We yeah. got to the supper club. Yeah,
it's normal. You mm-hmm. didn't. You didn't. You didn't have like a crisis right after your marriage where you decided to buy a bar.
No,
you didn't go that. You didn't fly off the deep end like I did. You know,
I'm not going to meet women.
I don't
I'll
know that.
Buy a bar.
I don't know that it was a deep end. It was something. I will
well,
say
I thought
this
it was
in
a
your defense.
Let me just say, for the record, I thought it was a viable financial opportunity when I did it.
And in your defense, it's something you always wanted. It is something you always wanted. It's something you share.
It is something I always.
You know,
wanted,
it's
yes.
something you share with my father's father. He had
right.
four failed bars.
Ooh, all, it's a terrible business.
Because what happens is you get in with the best of intentions, and then as a rule, you hire people that lie, cheat, and steal from you. And they right. destroy it from within. And that's just if things are going well business-wise. So right. it's if you have that chip to want to do it, it's hard to satisfy it. And I'm glad you chased it. I'm sorry it didn't work out, but it's something you always wanted.
May I also comment about the evening, the early part of the evening, which was fine.
Yeah,
where we went down to where we went down to Richieville and where you could
what's Richieville?
Naples, Florida.
Oh,
where you look at the cars, and now it's the middle of the season down here, and you see some of the cars are spectacular. Yeah, I mean some of these cars that come.
What's the best car you
through
saw?
This little area? Bentley convertible.
That's nice. What color?
And a Ferrari.
Oh,
and a Lamborghini.
Wow,
Lambos.
But I mean the place we went to was this taco joint. Huh?
Any yep. Kias? Real sure. shiny Kias?
We had a Kia and we parked our Volvo right next to the Kia.
Nothing says Naples like a Volvo.
Yeah, nothing says anything like a Volvo.
I drive one.
So safe.
Yeah. Perfectly fine yeah. car.
Very
but a car,
safe.
Fine. But a car that is, I think it's the erectile dysfunction of automobiles.
Oh, dear.
To be honest with you. I mean, sorry, I have to be honest.
Look at that
right?
beat down dad in a
yeah.
Volvo.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello. We've put a feature in the car that says when you come to the stop sign, your car shuts the engine off to preserve fuel. Sexy! Sexy.
I think they all have that now.
What about
I think they all have that now, but I think Volvo was early with it.
Yeah. What about the beeping when you're backing up and you get close to another car?
Oh, mama puts the pies out to cool. Look at that. We put a sensor in that shows on the rear light that someone's standing in back of you so you won't run over their toes.
Is Volvo Swedish?
Toes!
It is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, thank you. What's
it's Swedish. What that's
Swedish?
Why I'm doing a Swedish
is that
dialect.
I thought that was
German.
Yes, he's
yeah,
got
well,
a
it's
finely
close to German.
He has a finely tuned ear.
What's the difference?
Between Swedish
miles.
And Germany. Germany would be much more of a harsh dialect, whereas Swedes are a little more soft.
And the Germans are more hateful.
Yeah. I have a buzz line for every dialect in
okay.
case nobody ever. There's a little something about my.
I have to read my news.
Okay. I have a process to do that. For example, Swedish is mama puts the pies out to cool.
It's like that's finding that, your that, way, that, right?
It's fine. Yes. Germany would be sign the papers, old man.
What about Spain?
Spain would be. I'm going to go sword fighting.
This
I will sword fight.
For everything. Yeah,
I will sword fight with you.
And a favorite, Ireland.
Ireland? I feel like fighting. Like Russia?
Yeah, please.
I steal from Malkovich.
Yeah.
Right? And in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the F I please.
Yes.
So
what
it's,
about
it's
Indiana?
Happened. Indiana? Okay, I think you know it. I think you know it. You know it, right? When did you get bit?
Is she back? I don't know when she's coming back. Well, when are they going to come back? I think they come back Thursday. Well, did she get back? What?
Oh, God.
I don't.
Oh, God.
When did Tammy get back?
Tammy.
Anyway, so I was going to Naples for the purpose of this because the first place we went to, and this might have been my problem, that I was in a bit of a depression because I got destroyed in my golf match, a finals for this little tournament we had down here.
Is that
I made
why
it to
you
the finals
said
with
that,
my partner.
That you said that someday golf too shall pass? Are you in a bad space with golf right now?
No, I'm not. Not at all. No, back on the pony, everything's good. But I got beaten by a phenomenal guy that was just one of my, really a guy that I actually have looked up to for years.
Gary Player?
He's a guy. He's won big, big tournaments.
Oh, okay.
And he's great.
All right.
But, you know, it's the handicap system, but even with the, so he was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. He shot 75, 74. There was no beating him, and it was fun to watch. 83.
That's not bad.
That's not going to beat, but it's not going to beat him. So, so we went out and we go to this place, and this place is happening. This place is a casual Tex-Mex kind of joint.
Nice.
And it's just beautifully, I love the decor of modern Tex-Mex Mexican kind of restaurants. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's bright. It's got weird like star lights hanging out. Mm-hmm. It's got wood paneling.
Screams
it's
party.
Got, you know, it screams, this is the place to be. And the place is balls to the wall.
Isn't
and we walk
this
in.
Great?
Isn't this great? And we order margaritas.
Ooh,
and
beautiful.
They have a special on margaritas that they come in a pitcher. I said, you can have more than one?
Wonderful.
Says, yes. I said, I'm going to have more than one. Get pitcher. Yes, it is. And they bring out what is the equivalent of frozen blended tap water. This is just a lesson to all of you from Mike O'Mara. I have a lot of tips today on the show.
Pro tip.
Don't let the decor fool you. Because it's really, no matter how spicy and exciting it looks on the outside, it's all about the food and drink. Okay,
it's not even. It doesn't even approach the Rhea, does it?
It's no, not even close. Rhea on the outside, kind of chainy.
Sure.
You know, not much happening. Great service, great food and drink.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we've been back.
That's why
a thousand
need to go. Sure.
Million times. We tried a different whore, and she disappointed.
Oh my God!
I think I don't know. Maybe one of these. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Let me apologize for that.
A bland, watered-down whore.
Right. And, you know, let me end this segment with something for Oscar.
Please.
Okay? That'll make him happy.
Good.
All right? To start the show today. And we can start it right now. Hi, Todd Moore!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We're so self-important. Everybody's going to save something now. Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. What? Are these people kidding me? Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. We haven't learned how to care for one another. We're going to save the planet? I'm getting tired. The planet is fine. Compared to the people, the planet is doing great. It's been here 4.5 billion years. Did you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages, and we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. Pack your folks.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, come on, here's Mike.
I miss that man always.
Yes.
George Carlin. We need a George Carlin. We do. We need that kind of comedy. Mm. That man, the greatest to ever walk a stage as a stand-up comedian,
well,
in my humble
opinion.
Well,
we still have Larry the Cable Guy.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are coming to you all over the world, from Halifax, Massachusetts, to Marriottsville, Maryland, to Napa, California, to Albuquerque, New Mexico, from Altenkirchen, Germany. Is that where Alton Brown is from?
No, it actually means, I looked it up, it means old church.
Oh. Oh, Altenkirchen.
Altenkirchen.
Hey, where are you from?
Ooh. I am from Altenkirchen, Germany. To Botswana, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And you like my hat? What
do
you
think of my hat? Great hat. Love it.
That hat is from a new sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show called Free Fly. I wear the hat simply because I can't show you the greatest shorts I've ever put on my body.
Wow.
I love Free Fly. When you're outside doing your favorite activity, the last thing you want is a sticky plastic shirt weighing you down. That's why a brother and sister teamed up and made the world's most comfortable clothes. There they are.
Free
right
Fly.
There. Free Fly. Mm. Free Fly is designed for outdoorsmen and women who won't settle for uncomfortable clothing. And by the way, all those 20-somethings
yeah.
that were in that joint that I was in over the weekend, they'd look great in this stuff.
Sure.
I mean, it is just such totally my style of just cool, and it looks good, and I love it. Butter soft bamboo fabric. It's really, really wonderful fabric. It feels like something that was man-made, but it's not. It's got this incredible feel to it, and it's designed for perfect comfort. Honestly, it's like wearing nothing. Perfect tops and bottoms for any outdoor activity, and Free Fly's bamboo fabric has natural UPF sun protection to keep you cool and on and off the water. Free Fly is beautiful in its simplicity, with no bells and whistles, just great clothes. I even like their color schemes. It's,
you know,
really
what it is?
Cool.
It's like
at
really muted, nice colors, and they all match. Yeah. It looks great together.
It's time to stop being uncomfortable and start wearing Free Fly's bamboo clothing. Mother's Day and Father's Day just right around the corner, so gear up for mom and dad. Plus, you can get 20% off when you visit freeflyapparel.com and use promo code TMOS. That's freeflyapparel.com, promo code TMOS. We are delighted to be associated with them. I'm now going to put my hat over to the side and put my headphones back on, so just give me a minute.
All right.
No problem.
There he is. Headphones back on. Not a lick of feedback.
Boom, bam. Boom, bam.
There we go. Ready to go. Ready to go.
And I'll show you my little boy haircut again. So
is it getting better? The haircut growing out a little bit?
It's getting much better. Sure. It's actually, but I still have like one of the guys, my Boston buddy, who sees me all the time. He goes, "Hey, little boy, how's your haircut?" Thank you. Anyway.
Did you get my link?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Oscar has told me that there is a used Bentley.
For sale. How nice.
for the reasonable price, used, Bentley that was built in 1823 that is for sale for $50,000.
It looks new, though.
Well, check the Carfax on it. Make sure it hasn't been in a flood.
So I follow this guy on YouTube. He's a YouTube celebrity, Doug DeMuro.
Who doesn't love him?
He gives you reviews, really over the top, but like every man's review of vehicles. And whether I'll probably never buy.
Does he do good and bad, or is he all positive?
No, it's good and bad. He actually has he has a great score at the end that says, "This is what I believe that the car is within his rankings."
How does he score it? Like 1 to 10, or a percentage?
Scores. He's got probably 10 different categories: comfort, affordability, if it holds its price. So it's just your general car review. What I love about him is that once in a while, because he's affiliated with Auto Trader, he'll find a diamond in the rough, and you'll see in your feed pop up, and it'll just be like, "Buy this Ferrari for $85,000. But then he'll go and see the car and give you a full review of the used car. So when I saw this pop up, and it's funny because Mike, for a while now, he had this bit with Carla where they would see a Bentley and they would yell Bentley.
Yeah, I didn't do it. I didn't do it in the restaurant.
Okay, well,
I wanted to because it was one of those open air things, and I really wanted to do it. But you know, I'm in the belly of the beast. I'd look like a total rube. Does it make me a bad person, Oscar?
Yes.
That I am watching this car, and he drives in, and it is like a I think maybe perhaps white would be the color. Maybe okay. Cream.
Pearl.
It's this pearl. What?
Windrift.
It's pearly white.
Yeah.
It's a convertible.
Of course it is.
It's crowded. There are outdoor restaurants everywhere in this little place. I'll name it for you. It's a cool place to visit if you want to come down. It's called the Mercado.
Mercado.
You
know,
oh, they all have those kind of names, right?
What does that mean in Spanish? The market, right?
Yeah, market.
Yeah.
You know, I frankly would like funnier names.
The Margarita
Market. Like welcome to the condom or something like that. You know,
El Condon.
So he comes driving in, and I'm not, you know, I'm just thinking this deep in my animal psyche down here that, you know, I envision for some, this is nothing I would ever do, but I'm like, it is the most egregious and ostentatious display of wealth that you will ever see to be not only driving that car in general, but to be driving it through an area where you're obviously looking to be seen and show your wealth off to the world.
It's a variant like in American Graffiti back in the 60s. People get their hot rods. It's their cruise. You're cruising.
It's cruising. Cruising.
You know, you buy that car to cruise.
You buy it, probably do.
You don't hide it in the garage.
But as I'm watching this, can I tell you what my fantasy was?
Yes.
Well, I have no choice. I don't have anything else but a Volvo.
I would hide my Volvo if I could. I got street parking.
I'm not going to rent a car to go 20 minutes.
Hey, where's your car? Oh, yeah, Dan. Yeah. Yeah, that one.
By the way, it's more like 50 minutes. But anyway, detail I didn't need to share, but I did. And he comes driving in, and deep down inside, I have a fantasy, and it goes like this.
Yes.
He's driving by, and there are tons of people and chairs and cars. And so you see little Bentley blip, Bentley blip. And I just pictured how fun it would be to imagine with this obscene display of wealth to see slow motion in the air. I envision a slowly twisting milkshake in a paper cup hurtling through the air and landing on his perfectly tailored shirt with the big wide stripes, because of course that's where he's wearing.
Stripey
with
shirt,
his
skinny guy.
Super with his I couldn't tell skinny, white haired though.
Oh,
white
yeah.
haired.
Long and the tooth.
I picture the boss from
Mad Men with the silver hair.
Yeah, I do
that's,
too.
That's exactly what I picture.
Just you know, kind of, and just in the air, you'd see this thing going, and then the milkshake lands on the pearly white
chocolate milkshake
chocolate milk, absolutely chocolate, rich dark chocolate, and it lands and it explodes all over the van. I'm sorry for that. I
similar
I probably
scene
shouldn't
share on
that,
CSI yeah. last night for those of you watching CBS. Where the the handyman to throw a air conditioner or a little fridge. No, I'm sorry. It was a dryer into the dumpster next to the woman's Rolls Royce or Bentley. But they hit a body and all the blood squirts up onto her white outfit and the white Bentley, which was, I was like, oh, that makes an impact on screen.
CSI still getting it done. They're responsible for some of the grossest things ever.
Oh, they have and they were like cutting edge on that.
Do you remember?
Cutting edge, get it?
Two that jumped to mind. There was a Thanksgiving night episode about a guy who was a compulsive eater who ate himself to death. And I said, you know what? They know that they're airing this on Thanksgiving night, and everyone is full of their gills and they're watching it. And the other one that was great is the body that was hidden under a hydrangea bush, and because of the acidity of the body decaying, one of the bushes had different color flowers.
Smart.
It was
CSI.
Great.
So smart.
I'm surprised.
CSI getting was it the gross
proper dub. Proper CSI, or was it a CSI another city last night?
It might have been the proper one.
Okay.
The original Sunday night. Uh-huh. Mike. So the reason why I sent you this is because I've watched this video multiple times because I'm a rube, and a $50,000 Bentley is like, you know, if I won half a Powerball, maybe I'd spring for that.
Right.
And you sit here and then you watch it, and it's powder blue on the inside. And nothing would scream success like powder blue on the inside of the Bentley.
I think of Hank Kingsley, you know, that gets the Bentley in the Larry Sanders Show.
It was a sports car, wasn't it? Because he bought it from Elvis Costello.
I thought it was a Bentley. Oh, okay. That's another one where he gets another.
Okay.
What happens?
Come here.
I don't want to look at your car again.
You know. You're going to have to bleep me, Pony, but what is great is when he comes into the office and they say, how's your day, Hank? He says, oh, another wonderful day in Elvis Costello's piece of shit mobile.
So it was, it's just this brief little glimpse at that. And I don't know. I sometimes look at that and just go, oh, my God.
I know how you feel. Like, we were at...
But I love cars, too. I love staring at them.
We're at the hotel.
Most guys like cars.
Yeah, in front of the hotel we stayed in Phoenix. This is like every other hotel like this in the country, where they have a circular driveway, but around the driveway they have... I'm sure you see this in Florida country clubs. They have Ferrari, Lamborghini, Rolls Royce. They have these.
I don't
major
go to those
cars.
Places anymore, Oscar. But okay. I primarily see them out at the shopping centers. That's where I see them down in the
valet
in a place
the
like
valet,
that.
The shopping
the valet.
Centers.
Right.
Okay. And so
right.
the valet leaves the high ticket cars up.
Yeah,
front.
he puts all the
sweet cars right up front.
Yeah, everyone goes downstairs.
Yeah, and the right. Buick is away.
So just when you think you're like, oh, I couldn't see any other car, then you see the new Phantom Rolls Royce. It's not even called the Phantom, it's called something else.
Saw one of those on Saturday night.
And you see it because you don't get to see them in real life. So I'm sitting outside like a room waiting for my friend's car they let me borrow, which is in the garage because it's not as nice as all these other cars.
It's only $120,000.
Yes. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, who, like, I don't get mad, but I'm curious on who is driving this vehicle, right? Because they look young on the inside. Shocker 12 walks out. I don't know which Arizona Cardinal she's dating. Not to say that she can't make her own money. She could be an influencer. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Did you see the guy get out of the car,
no,
too?
No, it was just a hot young lady.
Oh, just a babe.
Yes, in her
getting
mid-20s.
Getting out of the car by herself. Yes. Getting out of that incredible $400,000 automobile.
I was like, man, look at that tuckus. That's what buys that car. Look at that tuckus.
Did she appear to be young, old, in
she's
between?
Probably one of the WWE divas. I just don't realize it because, like, when she walked in, I heard a lot of.
But you watch that, and that's why you stay at that.
Yeah,
hotel.
I was like, this is great. Mm-hmm. Where the F is my car?
Were you yelling? Were you tell me you were yelling it that loud.
It was 27 minutes to get my car. Where I'm like, well, I guess I'll watch this. It's fine.
It's fun. It's fun, but it's also,
I wanted
to
go to CVS to buy some cheap waters. That's what I wanted to do.
I'm not paying mini bar prices.
No.
But I think it's a, you've got really a metaphor with the watered down margaritas is that here it is with all the flash and substance. Mm-hmm. You don't know what somebody's journey is.
No.
I will tell you that there are automobiles, though, that say whatever that journey was, it's probably not an unsuccessful journey if they have, but you can also, you don't know because you don't know what kind of debt people are holding on to. He might have the car paid for, but he can't afford the payments on his house.
Or it's a
he might be in desperate state. He might be under investigation.
Or this is his fourth Lambo, and he's one of the Silicon Valley princes, and just
you never know.
And there's a definite chance he's behind on alimony. It could happen.
You never do know, but it's fun to do that. And then, you might reflect on yourself and start drowning your sorrows and then go out after wife goes home.
Why'd you realize get that Volvo, man?
I started at a place that was just super, happening and bright and expensive cars. And I ended up with the kind of place where people bring their Beagle and set it up on the bar stool.
I'm curious, Mike.
That's where I went. I went from
Beagles.
Top to bottom.
Could you count on one Beagles. Hand? Could you count on one hand how many Maseratis were parked at the tiki bar?
No, just cops.
Just cops. Waiting to pop.
They weren't there last night. They were there one night.
Yeah.
One night we went in there because we'd gone out to dinner, wanted to have a stop by on our way home.
Right.
And it's very close to where we live, so it sort of tells you everything. Hi, everybody. Hi, Florida man.
It's convenient.
I think we might have a Florida man discussion in the news today, but I forgot.
Oh, good.
And so the we were going to have a beer. We made a point of saying that. Just one, and then we're going home. Mm-hmm. Just one. And we pull in to this joint. I might have told this story on the air. I might not have. We pull in, and this is an outdoor place.
Yeah.
It's in back of a motel. That nice. Ought to tell you how classy
nice.
It is. No, but it's very, I love the place because it's very Florida. Okay. It's very Florida man-ish, and mm-hmm. that's what it is. And it's gotten nicer over the years, which is fine too. They've upgraded it a little bit. And during the day, the oldsters at night, once again, the kids are there. But we got there, yeah, right around, I want to say 8:15 or so.
What's this the best improvement they've made?
The TVs above the bar.
Well, that's nice.
If you want to watch the sporting
anymore.
Event. Yeah. To they got out the old Toshibas from 1979. And
don't spin the dial so fast. You'll strip it.
No, this is part of it. It's a hipster bar. And they have good popcorn, too.
Popcorn is good.
The popcorn's really good. All right. So we go in there, and we just have one. And as we go in, we hear, and into the driveway, a car, like a little hoopty, that's like a Ford. What's a Ford?
Escort?
Old
Fiesta?
Ford sedan.
Escort?
No, a little older. Taurus.
A Taurus is a good one.
A Crown Vic or something like that.
Okay, like a town car, yeah.
A big old hoopty pulls in. Okay. And three, Lee County Sheriff's offices come in. Officers come in with a, and guess who he's parked next to us?
Of course.
So at this point, the police officers are behind this guy and behind my own automobile.
Mm.
So at this point, we may have had a drink with dinner, and we're having a beer. And I said, well, we can't possibly leave. Would you like to know how long we ended up staying? Because we didn't want to. This is how long the police activity took.
Yeah, how long?
2.5 hours.
Oh no.
And
that's
you know
you
me,
a car.
It's impolite to, stay at a bar and not continue.
Mike, what do you find more hideous looking than the bottom of an empty glass? Not a thing.
We Ubered it home.
It was the right choice.
But this is after.
Valid.
Let me tell you something. It's a special little place. And I am not comfortable with the Bentley set. And I am not necessarily all that comfortable with the Beagle on the bar stool. I like something in between. But as I tell you, that's my Saturday night. That's it. And I'm not. I won't be doing it again soon. That's it. I've made the decision. Thank you.
When you arrived at the third bar, what were you hoping for?
You know what? I can't. If I say, I'm going to embarrass myself.
Just say it.
Say it.
There's only one reason I went to the third bar.
Okay.
And that is?
I will. I wanted to bum a cigarette. I'm a mess. I'm a hot mess.
So next like time you go
year.
To the Mike, next
twice
time
a year I'll smoke.
Next time you go to the third bar, bring Frankie.
You hear that, pony?
By the way, both these gentlemen have imbibed with me in the past, and that should tell you all you need to know.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Mike's in the middle of Wisconsin Avenue. He's trying to get a life in the bar across.
How are we going to find Mike in a casino? Follow the ashtrays.
Not proud, boys. Not proud. Not proud of my behavior. Do not try this at home. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with more fun. I want to talk about a movie that's taking the country by storm when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The Cake Man and the Cookie Mistress, Rob and Katie.
Hey there! This is Katie of the Cake and Cookie Show. Despite our name, we have a
I'm leaving that in.
Okay. Hey! Shut up, Dan. Despite our name, we have a champagne-dominated show with a white wine Dan in studio, a new family member, and the greatest prank ever. Tune in for a new episode.
Cake and Cookies. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad there's a new Cake and Cookies available
for
everybody.
She kills a whole bottle of champagne.
Mm.
Let me tell you something. We've been talking about going out. Let me tell you about booze.
Yes, please.
When Dylan Jacob turned 21, he quickly discovered that warm alcohol sucks.
True. It's true.
So you know what Dylan Jacob did? He created Brewmate.
Ooh.
What is Brewmate? Would you like to know that?
Yes.
Would you like me to answer that question
please.
For you? Yeah. Happens to be the fastest growing drinkware brand in the world. There's mine.
Look at it. So
there's
cool.
There's mine.
Mm. Hopsolator.
There it is. That's my Hopsolator. You know what that's for? You know those koozies, those cheap, flimsy koozies that you try?
Right.
Try putting a cold beer, and see it stay the exact same temperature while you're drinking it because it's that great.
Mm-hmm.
This is not boring drinkware. Brewmate products will keep your beer or wine or anything at the perfect temperature all day long, all day.
All day.
Without ice. No more boring drinkware. Brewmate combines fashion and function. Cups, growlers, they got it all. Over 30 colors and finishes. I've got the manly wood.
Nice.
I went stainless steel. That. I went stainless steel. Okay. Very nice. Mm-hmm.
30 colors and finishes to choose from. Plus, they're glass-free. Brewmate products work with hot and cold beverages. Start the day with a steaming coffee and end the day with a cold one in the same perfect vessel.
Think of it. Multitasking.
Right now, Brewmate is giving our listeners a special discount of 15% off their first order when you go to brewmate.com and use our code TMOS. Down here in Florida, where I live, when the temperatures get hot, having an outdoor beverage is really, and trying to get it to stay cold, even when you've
almost
got
impossible.
One of those those little koozies, it doesn't work. This is, we jumped on this opportunity to get this stuff, and you'll notice that it's like the whole show I'm talking about drinking today.
No, it's fine.
It's perfect for a Michelob Ultra Slim that goes right in there.
Oh.
And this also,
yes.
I was going to say, anytime you go to like a concert or a festival and they have no glass containers, right? And they say, oh, well, you can't bring that in here because it's glass. So you have to lug a cooler with ice. Not anymore. No glass in this. Mm. You can bring it right in and carry it with you all day.
15% off your first order when you go to brewmate.com. Use our code TMOS. That's 15% when you use the code TMOS at brewmate.com. Don't let summer heat ruin your drink. Go to brewmate.com and beat the heat this summer. Remember, 15% off your first order by using the code TMOS at brewmate.com. That's brewmate.com, code TMOS.
Love it. And you can also use it to do your Bane impression.
Bane, is your drink still cold?
I think you would be amazed to see that my cold beer has been cold all day. But then you might ask the question, why has it taken you an entire day to drink something?
No. Anyway, Brewmate, welcome.
Thank
Glad
you,
to
babe.
Have them as a fine sponsor on the Michael O'Mara Show. Oscar's going to see this movie tonight. I didn't get a chance to see it over the weekend, but I am going to see it tomorrow night because I talked Mrs. O'Mara into going to a scary movie. She doesn't like scary movies.
Well, she doesn't like movies as a rule. So this is a major score.
This, to me, Oscar transcends scariness.
Yes.
This is Jordan Peele, mm-hmm. Who is making his name like nobody as a he's an Academy Award winner, mm-hmm. and this looks great. It's called Us, and man, does it look phenomenal! It looks so scary.
Over $60 million this weekend
for an R-rated movie,
if not more.
I think it was 70 actually.
70 now, and I really have not seen this critical regard for this type of film in some time, and so much so that I wanted to go on Saturday, sold out. Sunday night, Mike, in the city, sold out till the 10:40 showing, which is way too late if you want to go to work the next day. Mm-hmm. And the idea that somebody said to and I'm sorry I'm missing the name, but they were talking about Peele in this regard of our modern day Hitchcock.
Yeah, I think it was actually, I hate to throw him the credit, but Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah, our buddy Kevin.
BDK, Mike.
So I think we heard it here on the show, but then I saw the article where I was like, or the interview where I was like, man, how am I missing out on this? And the box office is reflective of that. And I know, Mike, you always talk about it doesn't matter how much money he makes, it might not still be a good film. The reviews are in, and everybody is saying that this film is what it is.
In a way, it's exciting. When a movie comes out that is this embraced. Yes. I love it.
Let me give you a headline from The New Yorker. This is the headline of the review. Jordan Peele's Us is a colossal cinematic achievement.
Mm.
That's been everywhere all weekend. And that's all I can't get by that because I think in terms of the last scary, and people correct me because I'm sure there have been some in between, but the last really scary movie that was a cinematic achievement to me was Silence of the Lambs. That's what I remember.
That's
fair.
Being.
Can you think of any in between?
Mike Titanic. No, I think if you're looking at those two variants, as far as out and out horror,
basically
and
a horror movie.
Because you know, a horror movie is in many ways based in gimmick. It has to be. Mm-hmm. That's to scare you. They follow a formula. But this, from what I've read, is very different. In many of the ways. And in fact, it embraces comedy as well as horror, and they work, hand in hand.
Well, so did Get Out, last year.
But apparently he has taken it to the next step. And I think you're right with Silence of the Lambs. That was another R-rated movie. You have to have an incredible piece of craftsmanship to pull $70 million with an R rating. Mm. Think about that. You're excluding a lot of the movie going public. Yeah. So it's very, very impressive.
And every now and then somebody comes along where Who would have thought that the goofy guy from Key and Peele would be now someone where he has elevated himself to Tarantino level immediately, where now it'll be, what's your next project going to be?
He
because
talks
it's
going to
be that it's going to be that well received.
And Key is telling us about our credit scores.
I feel bad for Key.
I do too. I do.
In some of his interviews, Peele, he talks about what it was like before people recognized his actual talent and right. how hard it was for, and I think there's a quote that says, before I had to beg people just to, you know, take a meeting with me. Now it seems like I'm taking too many meetings. Mm-hmm. And that's what comes back full circle to April Rain and our guest we had last week, where we talk about this Academy Award nod, when people are not excluded anymore and it's an inclusive process, how that changes an individual's career, the trajectory, the way that they're perceived. And this is part of that process.
And it's an amazing thing, because how many times have you seen someone come out of the shoot and do something like a Get Out? And it's a big hit and very well, but there's sophomore effort.
And then they're recognized.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Let me read you this clip, this paragraph from the New Yorker. No less than Get Out, Us is a work of directorial virtuosity in which Peele invests every moment, every twist, every diabolically conceived and gleefully invoked detail with graphic psychological resonance and controlled tone in performance and gesture. That is as close to a rave as I've ever. I mean, that is glowing. Yeah. I'm so excited. I hope I'm not disappointed.
Get ready to sing, and no spoilers, but Maddie Masiello watched the film this weekend.
All right, now Maddie, bring Maddie in.
Bring Maddie in. Yeah, I gotta come in.
Because
come in,
you know Maddie. What? Let me tell you why. Because I want her in studio.
In studio.
I'm gonna let her
sit in my seat.
When I explained to her that,
we have to
dance around spoilers. I am really, really gaga to see this movie, and I don't want the spoilers. And I know a lot of people are saying to me right now, but Mike, what about?
Thank you for my seat, because I'm wrapped in my cord.
How about the show you ruined for me? Well, that was a TV show probably 6 months ago. So Maddie Masiello, the only member of our crew that actually saw the film this weekend.
Did her job.
Now, did you see it in a theater, or did you watch it in the mayor's screening room?
I saw it in a theater, Rob.
Okay, that's nice.
You.
All right, now, Maddie, we have to be very, very delicate with spoiler alerts here.
Don't even give us the plot.
Plot whatsoever.
Is this all hype?
No, I thought it was amazing, and I am not a scary movie person at all. Okay. But I loved it, and no spoilers, but the ending will blow your mind.
All right.
That's good enough for me.
Yeah.
That's good enough for me. I love. Did you go with your boyfriend?
No, I went. I was actually with my whole family this weekend. So 10 of us went.
Tony was in town?
Yeah, he didn't go to the movie, though.
Oh.
Thing.
Oh, so was there or was there not Secret Service?
She's not answering. What
do I say?
So Tony stayed home?
Yeah, no, not a thing.
You know what he said?
What did he say, Mike?
Go to the movie without me.
They went to the movie. He stayed home with a bag of oranges.
No. Tony went to his favorite club.
That is so bad. What we're doing.
Tony Maddie, went to his
I
favorite
apologize.
Club.
It's all right.
What's Tony's favorite club to go to when the family's out?
His favorite club?
Yes. There's dancing there.
Oh, the Bing.
The Bing. Yeah, we're doing a different movie.
Yeah, we're
doing.
Why
am I doing the Godfather?
I'm updating.
Tony went to a quiet little restaurant in Little Italy.
That's it.
Did you have fun with the whole family? Did you do the whole DC thing this weekend?
No, actually, I was up in my grandma's in upstate New York.
The only thing to do there
is see a movie. So okay. That's why.
Can I share just anecdote? So this weekend, Charlie and I are all working, and
Charlie Bernie.
Yes. And we needed
Charlie Bernie.
We need to ask Maddie.
I know where you're going.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we needed to ask Maddie about some equipment that she had put away. This is like 10 a.m. in the morning. So she's texting back and forth with Charlie. And one of the texts, have you ever sent an errant rogue text when you're quickly texting people where you text the wrong
person?
Get
them all the time.
Sure.
Get them all the time.
What did you send, Charlie?
It was meant for my sister, but it was about, because we had planned to go to a winery, but only
the Maciellos.
Right, one of my cousins is not 21, so we didn't want to exclude him. So I was like explaining this all in a text to my sister, and then I sent it to Charlie Bernie.
Now, let me, because it's this subject matter, and I happen to have a 21-year-old who was 20 last year, I have to ask you this question. Did the discussion involve any type of documentation that might not be described as 100% legitimate?
Right. Well, he didn't have one, so it was a no.
Okay, she knows what I'm talking about.
But yeah, Charlie said, Charlie writes back, and because Charlie's funny, he sees like he goes, "I think you guys should go to the winery anyways."
You didn't use the card that you used for like when you were 18 to 21, the business card for the mayor's office that on the back says, "Let this girl drink whatever she wants."
No, but we used to have, my mom still has this. We had a parking plate where you could put it on your like dashboard and you could park wherever you wanted. And my mom was supposed to give it back, but she kept it. But now she parks wherever she wants in Buffalo.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Perfect.
So you give the movie a thumbs up.
Yes,
Oscar's going
up
to see it today. I am so, two thumbs up from Maddie. I am so, so psyched to see this movie.
And
I hope I DGH, there's my warning.
It's you're setting yourself up in a big way.
I feel like I may be, but I won't talk about it until I see it.
Got to.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Have you ever thought to yourself, "I like my workplace, but it just isn't hostile enough"? Well, boy, do we have the opportunity for you. The Mike O'Mara Show is looking for interns, and you could be what we're looking for. Afraid you might not pass a drug test? Don't worry, we hired Adrian. Do you think you don't have the personality or drive to be in radio? Well, Mac is still working here. And if you're worried about a criminal record, Dan O'Brien's shirts are so tight, they ought to be illegal. Any and all crayon written resumes can be sent to rob@mikeomarashow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show Intern Program. It exists because college credits cost us nothing.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, man, am I glad to have these people back on the air. Brooke Lennon.
Oh, great.
You spent a third of your life in your sheets, so don't you think it's time for a bedding upgrade? This, I know, I rarely do I know when I jump in bed that, you know, the sheets have been changed. But with Brooke Lennon, that changed. And we love telling you about them. You deserve the best online bedding, according to Good Housekeeping. BrookeLinen.com. I sleep on them every night. They bring you luxury sheets without luxury markup. BrookeLinen.com eliminates the middleman, so you save. This stuff is so great to sleep on. Sheets that feel great and look great, with tons of colors and patterns to mix and match. So treat yourself to the five-star quality of BrookeLinen. This is really, really good stuff. My BrookeLinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. And now it's time for your upgrade. BrookeLinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use promo code TMOS at BrookeLinen.com. BrookeLinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 10% off your first order and free shipping is to use promo code TMOS at BrookeLinen.com. That's BrookeLinen.com. Promo code TMOS, BrookeLinen. They really are the best sheets ever. All right, since we're on the subject of movies, and we don't have a whole hell of a lot of time left, I will hurl myself out there for embarrassment.
Okay.
My son saw me get a little emotional. He was under the weather, and we were watching a movie yesterday, and it's a movie that I surprisingly got invested in, and then he saw me I believe shed a tear because I did get verklempt. I did get all
recent
cloudy.
Film.
I did. I can't tell you that with any accuracy, but yep, maybe.
Right.
But it was, yeah, we saw it on the TV, so it's been out.
Does it skew towards children?
Yes, it probably could.
Is it? Because I have an idea what it could be. Is it a Disney property?
What's that?
Is it a Disney property?
Yeah, it might be a Disney property.
Is it the Christopher Robin movie? With
no.
Okay, because that
no,
got me
not.
Somehow.
Oh, yeah. No. You watched that?
Yeah, I did.
You watched that all by yourself?
I saw it on the cruise, because they had Disney movies in the big theater.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
All right, okay. All right. Christopher Robin.
By yourself?
No, we were all there. Yeah. I'm just asking. Yeah, just me in a theater, Oscar. It was a very exclusive
cruise. I go by myself. I don't know. I go by myself.
Just Robin a theater with a trench coat.
And so much popcorn.
Oscar, did you have a
Is
question?
Is there a beast?
Is there a beauty?
No, okay, so that's where
no,
he was
no,
going.
No,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, I wasn't going there.
I'm just checking.
B- Beast.
A beast? No.
Oh. Huh.
Did things that don't normally talk, talk?
No.
Okay, so it's not like Cars or Toy Story.
And by the way,
or the
there was
Book
more than out. One moment where I got kind of...
Okay, is...
And I'm not even sure what kind of hint to give you.
Are there humans the movie, in it?
Yes.
Is it animated at all?
No.
No animation at all.
Is... Oh, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
No, that's ancient, and I wouldn't cry at Chitty old. Chitty Bang Bang.
You would if you had to listen to the score.
Ready for your first hint?
Yes.
It is a sequel.
Ah! Oh,
Herbie 2 Full Throttle.
Oh, with no. Lindsay Lohan.
I'm talking no. about getting emotional.
Mm.
The last movie I think I really talked about getting emotional during was Rudy.
That's right. That did
That's
destroy.
The last one that I
was
got
this
emotional.
A sports-themed movie?
No.
Okay. All right.
But I will tell you, the cast... The acting, and it was certainly schmaltzy, but it was the cast. It's got a tremendously A-list cast.
Does it have Dennis Quaid in it?
No, it does not. He's doing commercials for credit cards.
Because, silly. Mike, when I think A-list cast, I think
you
Dennis Quaid.
Funny man.
Right. Funny. Dennis Quaid. What happened to Dennis Quaid?
He was just in A Dog's Life or A Dog's Purpose. He still makes occasional movies.
I'm talking about like the plastic surgery. What's the deal with that? They were an item, Meg Ryan and Dennis Quaid, and then they both like started filling their face with fillers and
well,
stuff
the thing
like
is they get together at night and they don't blink. That's their contest.
You know, when I was in New York, I saw Dennis Quaid at Scores.
Did you really?
Scores? Oh, yeah. You've been to Scores?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
He was dropping off a resume.
The legendary club.
He appeared to
Is
be...
It as expensive
being,
as
he
they
He appeared
say?
To be being oh. helped out of the joint.
Oh, he'd been like there he'd a been while, there, perhaps.
Like, he'd been there a while.
Yes. Yeah. And then he was off to the tiki bar.
It's a long time
with
ago.
His beagle.
A long time ago.
Yep. So right, it does not have Dennis... Hit. Would you say it is a rather large cast?
Yes.
Mm.
Okay.
It's got one, two, three. It's got three known people. One of them not necessarily. Here's another hint.
Right.
One of them not necessarily known for movies.
Oh, okay. So maybe a TV
but
person.
Famous in his own right.
Oh, it's a
because
him.
he's been in different.
What
different
90s, 2000s.
Two thousands.
Oh, this is good. This is good.
So within
good.
The last 20 years, does the plot involve some sort of journey? Or like
they all involve journeys.
No.
Okay. So.
Oh God! Bring it on.
No, Oscar has no patience for these little.
Oh, what's the one about the singing competitions that are popular?
Oh, Hairspray.
No, not Hairspray. It has.
They have, but they're all animated.
All right, hold on. I told you that one guy was more famous for other things as opposed to movies.
Yeah.
But one of the actors is a legendary. Movie star.
Mm.
And an iconic movie star.
Is it Kirk Douglas?
It's not Kirk Douglas. But probably definitely in that demographic.
Is it? But you said it's not. So it's not Field of Dreams, and that's not a sequel
no.
anyway.
And that's too old.
Yeah,
that's
you're right. And it's not a sequel.
Is there an Indian kid in it?
No.
Oh, damn it. Is there an Indian grown-up in it?
No.
Okay.
Not Richard Parker.
Oh, yeah. That would have been good.
The actress... in the movie, one of the actresses that plays an older character mm-hmm. is politically active.
Oh, Slumdog Millionaire.
No, you already asked the Indian question.
Millionaire. You have to. That's how they say
millionaire.
It. Millionaire.
As a matter of fact,
is it
right,
Susan Sarandon?
Are you ready?
Yes.
No, it is not.
Okay.
But you're in the same.
Anybody in the control room got anything?
No, we got nothing.
Yeah.
Thanks,
guys.
When I said it was a sequel. This is the last hint that I will give you.
All right.
The sequel is the name of the original followed by a 2.
Oh, okay. We bought a zoo too.
No. But you have now gotten yourself warmer with that guess.
Blended.
No.
Damn it.
Is Matt Damon in it?
No. Would you like another hint? Because I'm getting bored with this.
Yes,
now.
I would. Sure. I would. I would like to request a hint if I may.
It takes place in my home state.
It's a Florida-based picture.
Oh boy, he's really. Which home state?
The one I'm living in.
Okay, current home state. Okay.
The hint I was going to request. Stop me if it makes it too obvious. You said one of the stars is known for other projects. Could you name the other project?
Like what the other star has done?
Yes.
Music.
Breaking Two Electric Boogaloo.
Music and television.
TV and music. So a singer, perhaps a dancer.
And now I'll give you the last clue. This, right. I promise this,
this is
last
the ultimate
clue. The star we're talking about has done a television talk show.
Oh, yes. We got this. We got this. We got this.
So is it Donny Osmond?
No.
It's Sharon Osbourne.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, she, yeah. Sharon had that show for a little bit.
That's true. Well, she still has it. The View.
No, not no, the she had her the own. She had her own show.
Oh, and then she did the talk. Okay.
No more hints.
Oscar?
Florida. One of the actors has a television talk show. The other actor is iconic.
It's a sequel that made Mike cry.
Still has a television talk show?
I don't think so.
Oh.
That and the fact that I don't know kind of says...
Probably not.
So it's not Carson Daly. Way,
and the actor who is iconic is... This might be helpful.
Yes.
Is one of my standard impressions.
Morgan Freeman.
That is correct.
Oh my God. Is it the movie where all the guys go on spring break and it's like their last hurrah?
Oh yeah. Bucket List?
No.
Bucket List 2.
This is a kid's movie.
Bucket List 2. Soon. It's coming.
The second bucket.
That's right. Kicking it again. So, Florida, kids movie, not talking animals, Morgan Freeman, sequel.
My God.
Talk show host.
Now I'm thinking of broadcast news.
You're way in the wrong direction. Yes. Made Mike cry. Somehow
it's 65% on the tomato meter on Rotten Tomatoes.
And somehow.
Kind of liked it.
Somehow it's related to So We Bought a Zoo.
Man. It's not animated, are
Ladies
you sure?
Ladies and gentlemen, we've run out of time.
Oh, reset the board.
I'm terribly sorry.
Can you get a timpani?
The movie that made me cry,
yes.
Perhaps because I was out late the night before,
yes.
Was, are you ready for this?
Yes. Yes.
Dolphin Tale 2,
oh,
ladies
no.
and gentlemen.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, I am pathetic, and I know that was a letdown. Dolphin Tale 2, starring Morgan Freeman,
yes.
Ashley Judd, and Harry Connick Jr.
Harry Connick Jr.
That's the TV talk show.
He has a show. I think he still has a show.
I think he might still have a show.
Yes.
The fact that we don't know tells
Connick.
You all you need to know about his TV
Connick
show.
On the Zoo.
I love me the Dolphins.
So there's no tail on that one. I think I've seen it.
Yeah, no tail on it. Yeah,
how did your son like it? Did your son love it?
He was bored within the first 20
but
minutes.
But he probably liked when you cried.
Mike's weeping. Said, Dad, you okay?
Dad, play the hugging game, and that's where I do a character where I look at him and go, hello, Michael. And I chase him around the room, and he wanted me to play that. Daddy wanted to get off the chair. We'll take a break and come back with more fun news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, Outlaws. This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton, and I love you. There are a few things in life that I require. Peace, joy, and, of course, convenience. That's why I like to listen to TMOS on Spotify. No matter where I am, in my downtown apartment visiting the Guinea Hens at Casa de Shenandoah, or on stage at the Sands, I know that my favorite TMOS troublemakers are just a few taps away. So remember, every night when your tuxedo hits the floor and you want some solid, marvelous entertainment, get your cellular telephone and grab some TMOS on Spotify. Just another great way to be a part of America. I wish you love.
Thanks, Wayne. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Sticking to a weight loss plan can be hard, especially with the mental obstacles that prevent progress. With Noom, you'll lose the guilt and learn how to develop a new relationship with food and live a healthier lifestyle. That's what's great about Noom. With Noom, you don't diet, you learn better habits. Habits, habits, habits.
Habit.
For a new, better you. Noom puts weight loss in the palm of your hand. The Noom app is on your phone whenever and wherever you need it. Noom also gives you a live goal specialist, a behavior change professional, a nutrition expert, and fitness trainer all in one. My favorite part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. Food tracking made easy. I love it. Noom is designed for results. Lose your old habits by signing up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. Again, that's Noom.com/TMOS. Start losing weight and lose it for good.
News.
Onyx.
Harry Connick.
Harry Connick.
Harry Connick.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller finally concluded and sent his report.
Robert Mueller!
To Mueller! Attorney General.
Mueller!
Ayo.
All right, calm down. Sent his report to Attorney General Bill Barr on Friday.
Aye.
And it says that President Trump did not collude with Russia. The report hasn't been released yet, but Barr issued a statement yesterday on its findings, saying that neither the Trump campaign nor anyone associated with it conspired with Russia to influence the 2016 election. The report also didn't include any further indictments. Trump took this as a massive victory, which it is.
It is.
I think
it
for
is.
The president.
Facts
tweeting,
facts.
Tweeting, quote, no collusion, no obstruction. Well, that's not true. Complete and total exoneration. That's not true. Keep America great. He also suggested that someone should now investigate the other side, whatever that means.
Did you see his tweet after that?
No.
It said, hi, Todd.
Hi, Todd. The report on Trump wasn't 100% squeaky clean, though. So the total exoneration might not be accurate. On the issue of obstruction of justice, Mueller did not conclude that Trump committed a crime, but he also didn't exonerate the president. It's not clear at this time what that means, but Mueller basically left the decision to prosecute up to Barr and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, and they decided there wasn't enough evidence. Democrats have already jumped on that. They want to know exactly why Mueller felt he couldn't exonerate Trump on obstruction. They're calling for the full report to be released, and they plan to call Barr to testify before Congress. They might even subpoena Mueller himself. Barr says he plans to release as much of the Mueller report as he is legally allowed. One thing he can't release is any information regarding ongoing investigations involving Trump or his associates. Trump has been saying that the full report should be made public. So if he changes his mind now, that'll seem kind of shady. Over the course of the nearly two-year investigation, charges have been filed against 37 defendants, including 6 Trump associates and 26 Russians. 7 have pleaded guilty, including former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, who's already been convicted. Mm. So that's what we have now. I think everybody's ready to move on, but there are still some holes. It's interesting because he left that exoneration thing open, and that's what we have to wait and see happens. But still, even if he had not exonerated him and or said that there is, it's still very difficult to deal with it. You can't really prosecute the president of the United States.
And there's multiple investigations still open.
Yeah.
And if he can't comment on those, there are many holes. There's many things that could still happen.
But with this summary from the attorney general, it is a victory for the president.
It's a victory.
Make no mistake about that. You know, it is.
Like it or not.
It is that. Yeah, it's the way it is. And it doesn't change a lot of the basic facts for people that feel one way or the other. Barbara Streisand, what the hell was she thinking?
Oh, boy.
She has some seriously ignorant things to say about Michael Jackson's documentary Leaving Neverland. First, she said she believes the two victims in the film, Wade Robeson and James Safechuck, so far so good. But then here's what she adds. I read this over the weekend. I wanted to barf.
Yeah.
She added, quote, regarding Michael Jackson, his sexual needs were his sexual needs. What? Coming from whatever childhood he has or whatever DNA he has. You can say molested, but those children, as you heard say, they were thrilled to be there. This woman is deluded. Mm. They both married and they both have children, so it didn't kill them. What? Was this because Barbara lives in the Hollywood Hills and Michael went to the same party? She went, who the hell knows? Obviously, she got crushed for it. She quickly apologized. Are you playing Barbara Streisand? Turn that off.
It's a story about memories, Mike.
She got crushed on social media. She quickly apologized, saying she should have chosen her words more carefully.
But here's the thing. Why is she even commenting on it? She's not even tangentially related to it.
I don't get it.
Shut up.
She added, quote, I didn't mean to dismiss the trauma these boys experienced in any way. Well, you did.
Yes.
News cycle. Full weekend. Friday, she drops this. And then Sunday, she's like, no, I didn't mean it.
Right. Exactly. Like all survivors.
Tickets available.
She said, like all survivors of sexual assault, they will have to carry this for the rest of their lives. You think? I feel deep remorse, and I hope that James and Wade know that I truly respect and admire them for speaking their truth. You're speaking out of both sides of your mouth.
I still can't get around the fact that she was married to Elliot Gould. That's just weird.
Okay, God, that's you. I had a Spice Girls earworm. I have no idea why I had it, but I had it yesterday. I tell you what I want, what I really, really want, what I want, what I want. Maybe, do you play it on the show? Is that what you do?
I think I did.
Found out what Scary Spice really wants.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's the story. Scary Spice says she and Ginger hooked up back in the day. Ginger was Jerry Halliwell at the time. But now she goes by her married name, Jerry Horner.
Yeah.
Horny.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you
want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I don't know why I had this earworm, but I did, I swear to God, yesterday.
I wanna.
On the British TV show Life Stories, Mel said, quote, "It was just that once, and hopefully when Jerry gets asked that, which hopefully she will after this, she won't deny it." Have we gotten a denial yet? I don't know.
No denial as of this morning.
It was just a fun thing, but she added, quote, "She's going to hate me for this because she's all posh in her country house and her husband, but it's a fact. It just happened and we giggled and that was it."
And I Mel think C, Ginger Spice is like 80 now. She was older then. I think she's older. Yeah.
Mel C, a.k.a. Sporty Spice, was also present for the interview and she said she knew nothing about it. She's not diving into that, so we'll have to wait.
Oh, dive in.
Hey, I love this story. Why are there so many crazy stories from Florida?
Yeah.
Well, here goes. Number one, it's really easy to get details and crime stories from Florida. The laws are set up so almost everything is public record. I was always wondering what might be the reason.
That makes sense.
Just crazy people down here. So reporters have quick and easy access to arrest records in Florida. People make a living doing it,
which isn't
the case in a lot of other states. You can't get the stories out there. That's the main reason why there's so much Florida news. Number two, Florida has a lot of people, third most populated state in America, behind California and Texas. So Florida has a lot going on in general, and it covers a lot of demographics, so there's a wide variety of nonsense going on. Number three, Florida man stories are more likely to go viral. Mm. More websites pick them up because the whole Florida thing exists now. And if the same story happened in Idaho, it might not make national news.
True.
Because Idaho man isn't a thing. Some people also claim there's more craziness in Florida. Hold on a second. Let me get that out. Ta-da! Thank you very much. Because of all the transplants who move from other states, the basic, very loose theory is people who want to move tend to be more impulsive. Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara.
Just one more.
Hey, guys.
I have been described.
We're moving to Florida. We got to rebuild the studio stat.
I have been described as impulsive most of my life. So anyway,
served
that
you well.
Leads to more bad choices, but I haven't made bad choices.
Let's get married.
Happy with my choices. Thank you very much. Moving on.
News.
No, hey, I already did that. Shut up. Stop it.
Sonic.
I got a little bit distracted there. Sorry. Now it's time for a little something, something.
Ah, here it comes, Oscar, the final story.
Let's do it.
Hot air balloon theft.
Oh, no.
Is pretty uncommon. And this is why. Those balloons have distinctive patterns on them. And they're huge.
Yes, they are.
So when you fly your stolen balloon, you really give yourself away. Someone stole a $30,000 hot air balloon from a guy in Bloomington, Indiana.
That's a nice one.
That happened
one.
Earlier this year. The thief was just busted after flying it at a hot air balloon festival. Cops there got a tip from the police in Indiana to keep their eyes out for the balloon. They also sent over a photo of what it looks like. So the cops scoured the festival and they spotted the stolen balloon. The owner of the balloon decided not to press charges against the thief. He just wanted his balloon back. It's a nice guy.
That is a
and
nice
a tow
guy.
Company is going to drive it back to Indiana. And where was the festival? Where the thief took his stolen balloon?
Where?
Florida! Thank you very much. There you go. I don't know if it's those reasons I gave you. I think crazy lives
it's
down
the
here.
Sun.
I swear to
How
you.
Much was yeah. the balloon worth? $30,000?
$30,000.
Is that adjusted for inflation?
Okay, thank you. That's a good pun. There are not many, but that was. And we'll take a break and come back with the pun master right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We got an idea, and it's as big as a whale, and
deck
it's
check.
About deck to set check. Sail.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to leave a message at the TMOS
Yak Shack.
We'll play them this week.
Leave a message morning, noon, and night about anything you want to talk about, and we will perhaps play it on our show.
Here's the number, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. You can call us morning, noon, night. Hey, insomniacs, it's just for you. It's the TMOS Yak Shack. Your phone calls on TMOS whenever we feel like listening to them. Right here at the TMOS Yak Shack.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our shopping center. So, did you read the Mueller report? Good heavens. I think the most amazing revelation was the part that said, everyone needs to shop at the TMOS shopping center, which just happens to be the topic of this announcement, huh?
Yes.
Isn't that a goof?
That's crazy.
Isn't that right, Rob Spiewak? Right, right, right.
Mike, Mike,
right?
Let me tell you something. Right. That's What's dead on.
That's smart on right. Yeah. The TMOS shopping center is a is right at our website and gives you unfettered access to Walmart, Target, and Macy's. Get ready for spring cleaning, outdoor fun, and indoor self-improvement. Be your best, pony.
You got it.
Our shopping center has everything you need. This is internet shopping at its finest. Not only do you get all the stuff you love, but you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. Cost you nothing means the world to us. The TMOS Shopping Center, making shopping great again. Thank you, Special Counsel Mueller.
Thank you.
And now, let's open up the audio vault with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Question, do you still care about our bracket?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
actually, I'm curious.
As we enter the Sweet 16, 10 of our teams are still live. Woo! Of the 16.
Look at that.
Here's who we still have cooking.
All right.
Duke, Michigan State, Gonzaga, Florida State, Michigan, Virginia, Purdue, North Carolina, Houston, and Kentucky.
All the favorites that we picked.
So, there we go.
Very exciting.
And VCU,
very
congratulations on coming in second.
Also, Maryland lost this past week,
yes,
and then
they
you had Duke almost lose to UCF and Taco.
Iowa lost,
which would have been amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Iowa probably the most exciting game where they came 25 points down at the half, came back to tie, went to overtime, lost in overtime.
Look at you.
That's a shame.
Mr. Sports Bracket.
And almost a big upset on the Duke game, but Duke, in the second half took over. So
and perhaps more exciting than that is the fact that Reese Witherspoon had a birthday, and for the second consecutive year, Jennifer Garner dressed up in a high school marching band outfit and played her a song on her saxophone for her birthday. Here's Jennifer Garner's birthday greeting to Reese Witherspoon. Groovy kind of love. But you have to imagine the fact she's wearing like the tall hat with the feather plume and everything. She went all out in the marching band outfit. So happy birthday,
Reese.
Jennifer
Garner. That's nice.
I want to say hi to everyone who took their vacation dollars and spent it on that Norwegian cruise.
Oh my God. I don't know.
Did you see that Viking cruise ship?
I don't know if I would get on a cruise ship now based on that story. That's
it was
pretty horrific.
I want to play. This is audio. These are people that are seated in easy chairs, like in the Grand Concourse area. Thank God the piano was bolted down.
Yeah, they paid top dollar to be on this.
And this is a Viking. I'll name them out. The brand is Viking. Viking Cruises.
That's Viking Cruises?
Yes. And I think
like
they might
Viking's the high dollar one, right?
They would have done better to actually be on a Viking boat with Vikings. but here is the sound. Literally, this is furniture just rolling around while people are waiting to go into port.
Ships without power.
We're going to abdicate the area.
Abdicate the area?
He's perhaps bad choice of words, but I think I know what he meant.
Yeah.
It was horrifying. Amazing. Chairs just flying back and
forth.
Did
they say how the ship lost
power?
They
were airlifting people off the ship.
Glad you said that. Here are two Americans that were airlifted off the ship.
Frightening. We went up on a helicopter with a sling, the two of us together, and it was quite scary.
I felt like, surely they have everything under control. It's all going to be okay. So we just chalk this up to an unexpected adventure.
So glad they got back.
Shut up. Sorry.
All right. Here's some good news, Mike.
I'm all for glass half full. I really am. But unexpected adventure.
If you had a glass half full on that ship, it would have spilled.
By the way, she says that when the camera's rolling. You know what she says when they go, oh my God, we're going to die.
We're going to sue. We're going to sue.
We've got to sue.
We're going to sue. Mike,
yes?
I don't know if you got the card, but happy International Waffle Day.
Ooh. Is it Waffle Day?
Today is International Waffle Day. Ooh. So to all our friends in Europe and Asia.
I love a waffle.
It's
right now.
International.
Oh, I could eat a stack of them. I really could. I could eat a stack.
Did you know that
the
founder of Waffle House actually started a record label to make songs to put in jukeboxes in Waffle House restaurants? I have for you a song recorded by the wife of the founder of Waffle House. And you can hear this song in Waffle House jukeboxes. I play it today in celebration of International Waffle Day.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Come on in.
Believe I will.
Coffee's good, fresh and hot. How about a cup?
It's a jingle. Essentially,
good morning.
Good morning.
And you're saying...
Is that him in the background?
No, that's a production guy.
Good morning.
You ask me, how does this get better? Guess who wrote and produced this song? Buckner and Garcia, whose only other hit is Pac-Man Fever.
Not so bad.
She's got a voice. She's got a voice.
Auto-tuned. Maybe.
She sounds like a hottie.
I married the Waffle House man.
She probably got out of that Bentley Oscar song in Arizona.
Definitely took us on her.
With a Lamborghini. What did the babe get out of the album cover?
Phantom.
A Phantom.
Rolls Royce Phantom. Yeah.
I think the back of the 45 was just a picture of her ass, so I'd have to see it to be sure.
Sure.
MSNBC having some slight technical difficulties when they're trying to throw it to Syria. You have to listen carefully on this one, because the pretty boy reporter in Syria doesn't realize they're throwing to him, and when they bring up his video, twice he spits in his hand to fix his hair. So you can hear him.
Oh, no.
And you can hear him spit.
Matt Bradley is an Eastern...
Oh, I should have credited his name. His name is Matt Bradley.
Matt Bradley is in eastern Syria, in an area where the last remnants of the Islamic State and so-called caliphate were.
Here's
Matt,
one.
What's the situation for you?
Good. Fine. Better.
All right, we do not have Matt.
So after he rubs spit in his hair, he says to his cameraman.
You're on the network, dude. Have your act together.
Yeah. He says to his cameraman.
Don't forget the pomade.
Is my hair good? Better? Did I fix it? Did the spit fix it?
In fairness, he's in a war-torn country.
He's in a war zone.
There's not a Walgreens across the street that you can send a PA to.
Yeah, but take a page from great reporters in the past. In the past, when you're covering a war torn, you can have your hair messed up because you're in a war zone.
That's too funny, it adds
credibility. Let's close with this. This is a new award that we're handing out on the Michael Maris Show. Bus Driver of the Week. Because
here we go. All right.
To save the life of a squirrel, a bus driver veered out of the way to save the life of a squirrel. And I think that's wonderful. Sadly, she drove into a house.
The driver told the officers that two squirrels had run out in front of her, and she had swerved to avoid hitting the squirrels. Unfortunately, she overcorrected.
I looked out my front door. There is a bus that had crashed into the house across the street. Mm. It was a loud crash.
And so, Mike, if you want to know the way a Southern woman does the imitation of a loud crash, it's this. No one was injured.
Wow.
But the house, worse for wear. And the squirrels are fine. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That she's going to free waffle day. Anyway, another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Meara Show. Dolphin Tale 2. Get it on pay-per-view.
Harry Connick.
Actually, it might be free on Netflix. I don't know. They're all free on Netflix.
I think if you write a nice letter, they'll send it to you.
Thank you. Make sure you check out our mailbag. Send it to Rob with two Vs at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Do it tomorrow.
And always open the TMOS Yak Shack, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Send us your calls and give us some cities for our opening.
If you have an
obscure little town, the more obscure, the better. We like them that way. Send it along, and we'll put it in the opening of the show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me. And I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
Get out!
And don't come back until you've redeemed yourselves.
Goodbye, duties.